Chapter 7. Aladdin's Palace. The day after the wedding, Aladdin went to see the Sultan in his palace.
Your Majesty, he said, I wish to build a palace for my new wife. It will be the biggest and best palace in the world. Will you give me a piece of land?
Build your palace here next to mine. Then you and my daughter will always be near me, said the Sultan.
Thank you, Your Majesty, Aladdin replied.
Aladdin went home. He took out the lamp and rubbed it. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Suddenly, the genie of the lamp appeared.
What can I do for you, Master? He asked.
I have a very important job for you, said Aladdin. I want you to build a palace for my wife. I want it to be the biggest and best palace in the world. You must build it very quickly, and I want you to leave one window unfinished. I have a plan to show the Sultan how clever the new prince is.
The genie bowed and disappeared. The next morning, the genie came back.
The palace is ready, Master. Come and see it, he said.
In a flash, the genie took Aladdin to his new palace.
The palace was a wonderful sight. The gold domes were taller than the trees, and the white marble walls shone brightly in the morning sun. The windows were made of rubies and emeralds.
First, the genie took Aladdin to the great hall, where he saw a long marble table. There were gold plates, dishes and cups, and silver spoons on the table. Then in the main bedroom, Aladdin saw jeweled shoes and silk dresses from China and India. In the kitchen, cooks were working with gold and silver pots and pans. The other rooms were filled with fine furniture. Last of all, they went to look at the stables. There, Aladdin saw many beautiful white horses.
It's perfect, Aladdin told the genie. But please, will you do one more thing?
Whatever you wish, Master, said the genie.
I want you to put a carpet between this palace and the Sultan's palace, Aladdin explained. Then my wife can walk from one palace to the other and not touch the ground.
The carpet was soon in place. It was red and gold. Then Aladdin asked the genie for a bag of gold coins. When the Sultan woke up and looked out of his bedroom window, he saw a wonderful marble palace with gold domes and windows made of jewels. Then he saw Aladdin. He was riding towards him on his white horse. He was throwing gold coins to the people in the street.
He is such a rich and powerful man, thought the Sultan.
But his family is so poor, I can't believe it.
In the evening, the Sultan invited all the people of the town to his palace. Aladdin appeared on his beautiful white horse. All the people clapped and cheered. Then the princess walked across the red and gold carpet from the Sultan's palace to her new home. Aladdin came to meet her in the middle. The princess smiled at her husband and was very happy. There was a huge feast and beautiful music to welcome the new prince and the royal princess to their palace. The next morning, Aladdin had breakfast at the Sultan's palace. When they finished, Aladdin said,
Your Majesty, will you please have lunch with me and my wife? I will give you a tour of the new palace.
Thank you, Aladdin, said the Sultan.
He turned to the vizier.
Now, what do you think of this young man? He asked. He built a beautiful marble palace in one night.
The vizier was angry. I don't trust him, Your Majesty, he said. How can anyone build such a palace in one night? It's not possible.
Look out of the window and you will see that it is possible, laughed the Sultan. My daughter has a good husband now.
The vizier looked.
It must be magic, he said.
Later that morning, the Sultan walked to Aladdin's palace for lunch. Aladdin showed him all the rooms. As they stood under one of the tall gold domes, the Sultan looked up and pointed to a window.
Aladdin, he said, that window is not finished.
The workman didn't have time to finish it, said Aladdin.
I will tell my workman to do it, said the Sultan. Then a little piece of this palace will be mine.
So the Sultan sent for his workmen and told them they could have all the jewels they needed to finish the window. Then the Sultan, Aladdin and the princess had lunch together.
You look so happy, my dear,
the Sultan told his daughter.
That is because you have a wonderful new husband and a wonderful new home.
After lunch, Aladdin and the Sultan went to look at the new window. But the Sultan's workmen were still working on it. They looked angry.
We can't get it right, Your Majesty, said one workman. The jewels just don't fit.
I don't know why.
Don't worry, said Aladdin. The work is very difficult. Go home and leave the window to me. I will finish it.
In his room, Aladdin took out the lamp. He rubbed it. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Suddenly the genie appeared and said,
Master, tell me what to do.
I want you to finish that window in the gold dome, said Aladdin. Do it as quickly as you can.
Yes, Master,
said the genie, and he disappeared in a puff of green smoke. After a short time, the genie came back.
The window is finished, Master, he said. Come and see it.
So Aladdin went to see the new window. The rubies and emeralds looked perfect. They matched the other windows exactly. Aladdin went to get the Sultan.
Come and look at the window, Your Majesty, he said.
When the Sultan saw the new window, he laughed.
It's beautiful, he said. You are a very clever man, Aladdin.
It was nothing, Your Majesty. And now the palace is perfect, Aladdin replied.